of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Bernie Sanders wins the Democrats' presidential primary in New Hampshire. He says next,
we're going to Nevada
We're going to South Carolina. We're going to win those states as well.
Pete Buttigieg, a very close second in New Hampshire, and may end up with the same number of delegates there.
A fresh outlook is what makes new beginnings possible. It is how we build a new majority.
Just behind him, Amy Klobuchar.
I cannot wait to win the nomination.
Way back, Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden.
Our campaign is best positioned to beat Donald Trump in November because we can unite our party.
It ain't over, man. We're just getting started.
Biden in South Carolina, the primary there, February 29th. Nevada's next on the 22nd. Andrew Yang and Michael Bennett announced they are out of the race. President Trump wins New Hampshire's Republican primary with 85% of the vote. America's listening to Fox News.
Friday! St. Valentine's Day. With high-powered, estrogen-driven, testosterone-fueled romancing and dating love. Get ready for the overpriced flowers. The chocolates. The mushy greeting cards. The overbooked restaurants and more. It's the essential, mandatory, Hallmark-manipulated holiday of the year. Don't miss the pressure. The guilty expectations. And don't forget the jewelry store commercials. Friday! St. Valentine's Day. You better be there.
All right, what happens between now and Friday?
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Well, it's a wet morning for a lot of us here in the River Region. Just light stuff, but just kind of a messy morning. Starting off in the low 60s this morning. Very warm for February today. We had 81 yesterday.
Oh, man, that's ridiculous.
And that was 1 degree shy of the record. Today, we have a shot of getting to the record, which is 80 from 1922. No, I did not work back then. Spotty showers possible today, maybe a thunderstorm later on. Showers and thunderstorms become likely late tonight in the overnight hours. Possibly strong, maybe severe. Risk of rain through about lunchtime tomorrow, then falling temperatures, 50s by afternoon. Overnight low 35 Thursday night. Mid-50s Friday, breezy, cool. Dry Saturday, high around 60. Isn't there a parade? There's Millbrook?
The Mardi Gras parade. I'm in that.
Oh, okay. And scattered showers Sunday. Right now this morning we have Maxwell's reporting drizzle. It's raining here at the station, 61 degrees at 6:07.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Are you ready for this?
Are we ready?
I am ready. Oh,
for Wednesday.
This is Wednesday.
Oh,
well, I guess I don't have a choice.
It's time for a great day.
Is there any more coffee?
I can't start the day without a big cup of coffee.
Coffee solves everything.
Wait, what day is today?
What is it again?
Wednesday.
I think we've covered this, haven't we?
Yes.
I'm just making sure.
Okay, we can start.
Let's start now.
Showtime.
And it's also Way Back Wednesday.
Today's show is brought to you by Way Back Wednesday. Remember when you told your parents you were at a sleepover in high school, but you were really puking in a field thinking you were dying of alcohol poisoning? Good times.
Yeah, good
times. Maybe we should call this Way Hack Wednesday.
All right, 8 minutes past the top of the hour. I'm not sure whether we're going to have our rocket scientist or most electrifying story in just a few minutes.
You got it.
Timeline is ahead for February 12th.
You got an issue there?
An issue of what?
As far as the computer stuff going?
We did. It's being fixed one file at a time. I mean, why wouldn't there be? What day do we come up here and there's no issue with something?
I've had a smooth morning.
Yeah, I can tell. I don't think I've ever seen you as frustrated as you were not that many minutes ago.
Yeah, from the internet going down to rebooting computers.
Yeah, trouble at the house, right?
Yeah, there was some big issues, so I'm 20 minutes late. Then, of course, you hit every light, then every single light.
Yeah, always.
And then the one at the Eastern Boulevard won't change at all. And so, and then that's just part of the problems. There was other problems on the floor, downstairs, and those are the headlines.
Just the headlines.
But I'm going to be the consummate professional and just move on.
You're a better man than I am. 6:09, the Williams Hall Wake Up is next.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. No arrest after a deadly shooting in Montgomery Tuesday. Police say that 25-year-old Mike Lowry was shot and killed in the 700 block of Sandra Street. If you have any information that can help police, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. One lawmaker is proposing a bill that would get rid of the state auditor's office. Senator Andrew Jones says the state already has a true auditing agency and consolidating the responsibilities would save money. This bill did not get a committee vote Tuesday. It will be discussed at a later date. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed's transition team is holding public meetings today. The goal is to get public input on the critical issues the transition team is tackling. That meeting is tonight at 5:30 at Montgomery City Hall. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Make your next vacation destination Venezuela. Come and enjoy the scenic views, the hospitality, and the people. Venezuela, a place you will never forget.
Warning, stay away from Venezuela.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Housing lender.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The Goodson Group, 551-0225.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Williams Hill Wake Up at 6:13.
Break your butt up!
is what your underpants sound like. This is what Duluth Rental Underpants sound like. Duluth Rental Underpants are like borrowing your best friend's underpants because we make sure they're nice and warm. They're not used, they're just gently broken in. They're not soiled, they're just a little earthy. And they offer the most comfortable support from your buns to your... Duluth Rental Underpants. Share a pair.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
This is kind of a personally electrifying situation, but I think this also involves my good buddy Rich Thomas, because what's more electrifying than pitchers and catchers to a baseball fan? Spring training starts today.
Oh yeah, we're close, baseball. It's time, the spring will come. Kiss winter goodbye. It is time for pitchers and catchers. We're not far from opening day. With warmer weather, watching some baseball.
Hot dog and a beer.
Hot dog and a beer. Out in the sun.
Jay's probably, I don't think he's electrified, but he's probably happy baseball's coming back.
Very much.
He's electrified.
Contain yourself.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just putting my headphones together and everything else. No, of course I'm excited about it.
I went to the doctor yesterday and said,
I'm dying over here.
It took me in. This thing that we have, that we've had now, right? It's a six-week deal.
Oh, my God.
This sinus congestion.
Wonderful.
And stuff.
Wonderful.
Six I feel weeks. Okay. My voice seems to be a little weird this
so
time.
So does mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just...
Still hacking.
Yeah, they gave me a really good cough syrup. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, it doesn't whack you out.
No.
And
well,
it tastes good.
Well, last time my doctor said, be careful with this cough syrup.
Well, there
that's
are some.
The kind I want.
I saw, I had hallucinations.
You don't need cough syrup to do that. That happened to me once.
Back in your Styx days?
Yeah, well, actually, post-Styx. But pre-rehab,
yeah.
That's another era in my life, post-Styx pre-rehab. Yeah, I had ingested some Bolivian marching powder.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Here it comes, and some NyQuil.
Oh.
And that was the only time in my life I ever saw them.
Wow. Two great tastes that taste great together.
Driving along Sunrise Boulevard. And there was a 6-foot frog on the side.
Yeah, but there was.
Yeah.
He stopped and asked, how do you do this?
Valentine's Day is...
Times, right?
We always say that. It's a thing on the show because of that Frank Caliendo bit that we play.
Right.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Remember we said that to the cougar?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Do
you
I?
You still got it. Of course you do.
I would never record over that.
No.
Such a Caliendo... Madden Michaels. What the heck?
Oh, I don't know how you labeled it, but you still got it. Good luck finding it.
Well, let's listen to this short one. Oh, that one won't play.
See how thick the paper is today? You know why? I mean, it's incredibly thick. Look at this insert.
Oh, it's the voting thing,
it's
isn't
the
it?
The official voting.
Uh-huh.
It's the whole voter list for Montgomery. And look how many names. And look at the print.
God.
It goes on for pages and pages.
Hey, John Bavender, happy Valentine's Day to the cougar. Boom, there you go.
He's such a good impressionist. And you don't hear much about him anymore because he made the mistake of coming out as a conservative, and that's the end of your career in Hollywood, man. They don't want to know. Thursday, we're going to have some last-minute help for Valentine's shoppers.
Okay.
Lynn Bryan's going to come by and join us Thursday morning in our business break at 8:47. She came by yesterday. And once again, at Bryan Jewelry, not only can they help you find a great gift, but they accompany that with roses and chocolates, too.
Well, that's
so
great.
You can get it all at one convenient stop at 1778 East Main.
So you don't have to go to CVS at 8 o'clock at night?
For a Whitman sampler? Or a box of Dove dark chocolates with a rose on the box? No, this is not homemade. This is all done first class. And it's a tradition at Bryan Jewelry because they want to give you that extra over the top. That's all free. That comes with your purchase at Bryan Jewelry. They also have a thing on their website today. If you go there and spin the wheel, I demonstrate it here, but it won't come up on my computer. It would come up on yours. BryanJewelry.com. There's a wheel you can spin and get even a bigger discount and join their club and get $100 off 200 or more. Plus the chocolates and roses for Valentine's Day. And that's at Bryan Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville. They're so good at helping you make a selection that will be perfect for the person that you're shopping for.
Did you play Spin the Wheel when you were a kid?
Spin the Wheel?
Oh, that's right. I was Spin the Bottle.
Spin the Bottle. Yeah.
Did you play it when you were an adult?
That's how I got to kiss. That's how I got to kiss Christine Kukovich.
Oh,
what?
No, when I got older.
You too?
Yeah. Bailey's shocked at her daddy. No, the bottle spun me. That's what happens when you get
it.
6:21, our first look at the roads. It's been a really wet morning. It was still drizzling when I was last outside.
It's only going to get wetter.
I'm going to go down and take another look. And then we'll come back with a timeline for the 12th of February. 6:22.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic on this Wednesday, we're starting off with a little bit of rain. It is getting out of here, but the streets are slick. We've got visibility down in some areas this morning, so please buckle up and drive carefully. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery on I-65 and 85. We've got light to moderate traffic around the city. We are seeing a lot of cars inbound on the 31s this morning. Please drive carefully as we begin to get busy and get our Wednesday going. We'll be here with traffic info all morning long for you. It's raining savings at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyota Camrys as low as $185 per month with approved credit. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery's Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Great Clips is having a great grand opening because at Great Clips, it's gonna be great. And that means everything. Your haircut, the price, even their grand openings. So come to the new Great Clips located at 7747 East Chase Parkway in front of Best Buy. In celebration of their grand opening, they're offering $6.99 haircuts for a limited time. Help celebrate by stopping in today for a $6.99 haircut at Great Clips East Chase in front of Best Buy. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
It's time for the 2020 Home Building and Remodeling Expo, brought to you by the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association, February 21st through the 23rd at the Montgomery Multiplex at Crampton Bowl. Find new ideas and new concepts for your home. Find the perfect vendor for your home building and remodeling project and see Sean O'Neill, Fox TV's Master Chef winner. For more information and money-saving coupons, log on to gmhba.org or call the GMHBA office at 334-277-7766.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business. Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region.
Uh-huh.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
626, this is with Jamie from Crenshaw County who wanted to hear this little one this morning. Timeline with Rich Thomas is next.
Women driving trucks, cause there is good pay. We cruise down the road all night and day. We got our trucker hats and we're overweight. Women driving trucks, cause there is good pay. Cause I'm supporting my kids, a mother trucker, eating beef jerky at every dinner. Hit up a rest stop to take a shower. I'm supporting my kids, a mother trucker. Cause we're women driving trucks for the pay. I'm a girl in a trucker hat with a Monster energy drink. Step on the gas, honk the horn as we pass. Oh Lord, have mercy, we're hauling ass. Ain't nothing about it, look, we're women driving trucks.
627 with the timeline for the 12th of February. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
43rd day of the year, 323 days remain. This is Extraterrestrial Visitor Day. And by the way, if you see E.T. today, would you tell him to phone home?
Yeah, they got a message for you.
Thanks for calling.
It's National Lost Penny Day. Remember when, do you pick up pennies? I don't.
I do, and I'll tell you why. When I was about to get back into radio, you know, when I thought I would never get back in,
mm-hmm.
this great gig.
Right.
I was doing everything I could to add to my luck. I picked up pennies. I picked up everything. And then, you know, when you go into a period of poverty in your life, every penny matters. So now I respect that money. It actually means something.
Huh, so I don't that's really
get
nice.
All corny here, but that's how it works.
That's our celebration of National Lost Penny Day. It's also Plum Pudding Day. Do you pick up plum pudding?
Anytime there's a big glob on the sidewalk, I'll scoop it up and eat it because I appreciate the value of a plum pudding.
On this date in 1909, the NAACP was founded in response to deadly riots in Lincoln's hometown, Springfield, Illinois. 1809, this is the date that Abraham Lincoln is on, he was born on this date in 1809 in Hodgenville, Kentucky. 1879, first artificial ice rink opens in North America. That must have been pretty amazing. At Madison Square Garden in New York City, inside ice rink. 108 years ago, 1912, last emperor of China was forced to give up the throne at the tender age of six. 1987 movie about his life won 9 Academy Awards, Best Picture. On this date, 75 years ago today, Montgomery's worst day ever. An F3 tornado devastated parts of this city, killing 26, injuring 300. 5:18 p.m., The AP news story said, in Chisholm, a cotton mill community, 35 homes were demolished and many others damaged in a 20-block area. Worst hit was a crescent-shaped area on the southern and western outskirts of Montgomery. More than 50 boxcars of a freight train were ripped and tossed like matchboxes. It was one of seven devastating tornadoes in Alabama that day. Dozens killed, 1945. And, of course, you didn't know it was even going to be a tornado day back then. No warnings, of course. 1959, the Barbie doll is first sold. Cost of the Barbie doll in 59?
$3.95.
$3. Very good. Now our song of the day. Anything wrong with a Motown song on a Wednesday morning? I say no. It's a 1965 duet with Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston. It Takes Two, Baby, and that would be Me and You.
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make that dream.
She actually left a label before Motown. She left the label, then Motown released it later. Okay, moving on now. 53 years ago in 67, 15 police officers raided Keith Richards' home in England. They found various substances of a suspicious nature, including heroin, hashish, pills, and Mick Jagger's naked girlfriend, Marianne Faithfull. On this date in 72, Al Green's Let's Stay Together, that's a good song, number one on the singles charts. It knocked American Pie off the charts, or out of number one. 85, Nicholas Colestano, the comic genius who was coach on Cheers, died at the age of 61. And later that night, my dad died. That was back in 1985.
Wow.
On this date in 93, Groundhog Day released, starring Bill Murray. And, of course, on the Super Bowl, they took full advantage of it with that, who did the, was it Jeep commercial? I think it was a Jeep commercial.
Yeah, I believe it was Jeep.
2000 on this date, Peanuts creator Charles Schulz died at the age of 77. He is still on the list of the top earning dead celebrities ever. Last year, he earned $38 million. I don't want to be on that list. 5 years ago in 2015, laughing star Gary Owens passed away at the age of 80. 4 years ago in 2016, Deadpool released on this date with Ryan Reynolds. Birthdays, Josh Brolin is 52. Arsenio Hall is 64. Joanna Kearns from Growing Pains, she was the mom. She's 67 today. Let's see, Joe Don Baker is 84. He was Sheriff Buford Pusser in the original movie Walking Tall. Bill Russell is 86. Yeah, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln is still not with us, but he has a birthday today. And Charles Darwin had a birthday today as well. Countdowns, 2 days till Valentine's Day. The time change in 24 days. Spring begins in 36 days. First MLB game that counts in 42 days. And Easter is 60 days away. A little bit later, I want to hear your ideas about that new playoff system.
Yes, yeah, that was
baseball.
That was kind of a surprise yesterday.
That's your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thompson. All right, I'm going to run this by Jay because Jay sees everything before I do.
Okay.
Do you know what this sound is?
No.
It's the sound of silence.
Not a clue.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
You know, this is the kind of moment that makes me want to spit fire.
Oh, no. You didn't have a bad morning, buddy. I'll tell you who did.
Why would it not play? Is it because it's expired like everything else this morning? I have to go back and reboot the whole damn...
I wish I expired.
Hey, you know what? I'm right behind you, man. It doesn't even have it available on here. Holy God.
Is it something this morning? I thought I sent all that stuff over.
Oh, wait a minute. It's expired. Like I'm about to. Hang on, I got to make one little maneuver here in the studio so I can push the button.
You think it'll work?
Yes. I'm confident on that. Do you know what this sound is?
Oh.
That could be our conundrum this morning.
It could be.
Do you know what it is?
We're not going to ask you where it's going. We're going to ask you what's making the sound.
It sounds like I've heard a rock skipping on a some water at a certain place where it makes that echo and it makes that noise. But I could be wrong.
You are.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It's not a rock, but that was a very good guess. And guess what? You're now eligible for our grant. No, that's,
oh, that's good.
That's for callers, I'm sorry.
Make sure to pick my name on all of the numbers.
Not
that
for employees. Yesterday afternoon, interesting discussion. We had James Jones and Mr. Venman, the founder of Adams Drugs, in the house to talk about issues that are facing patients. They didn't come here to promote their pharmacies. They came here to talk about some of the stuff that they have to deal with and what goes on behind the counter. And it's especially affecting customers at chain store pharmacies because they have bigger patient pools to deal with. And mistakes are being made and people are being charged more than they should. It's just another reason to think local and go with Adams Drugs, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you, where they take the time. You know, it's all about building relationships there. They serve a lot of people, but you're never going to feel like you're kind of just another face in a crowd to them. They have state-of-the-art technology that gets your insurance information in the system in a minute or two, and they can process everything. They fight for every dollar they can save you on a copay. But there are issues going on with chain stores and laws and the way supplies of medications are bought and sold that are driving up costs. So if you want that local, we really appreciate you, your business kind of approach, try Adams Drugs. Again, 12 locations near you. And by the way, they have gift shops and they have some great Valentine's Day gift ideas as well. AdamsDrugs.net for the one nearest you. 636.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Very warm day for February today. After 81 yesterday, how about 80 today? That would tie the record from 1922. Spotty showers are possible. We have a few showers going on this morning. Maybe a thunderstorm later. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely late tonight and through the overnight hours. Possibly strong, maybe severe. By the way, my level of concern has gone down a few notches on tonight's severe weather event compared to last Wednesday night. In other words, I'm not saying that you shouldn't worry about it, but I'm saying that it's not going to be the intensity of last Wednesday night. Risk of rain continues till about lunchtime tomorrow, falling temperatures into the 50s by afternoon. Overnight low Thursday night, 35. What a change. Mid-50s Friday, it'll seem cooler with that breeze. Dry Saturday, high 60. Scattered showers Sunday, right now this morning. It's drizzling at least at one airport, and it was raining here a little while ago. Still raining?
No, as a matter of fact, when I went outside last night, it stopped raining, but that didn't prevent the roof. One big, I felt like the roof drooled on my forehead.
Is that right?
Big wet splotch after I get all this TV stuff on.
Yeah.
So I can look beautiful.
It's 61 degrees right now. It's 638.
How's that work?
You sure is ugly. Well,
637, we'll take a look at traffic. We have your Fox News replay. All the exciting results from New Hampshire. Why?
Because Pepperidge Farm remembers.
That's why.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Well, we're past the 6:30 mark. We're seeing more folks inbound on 231 from Wetumpka, getting a little more congestion now on the Northeast Boulevard. We're seeing some spotty congestion on the East South Boulevard. Folks coming into town on 231 from Troy and 331. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Please use caution everywhere. We still got a little bit of rain in the area. Visibility is down just a tad in some places, too. Please buckle up and drive carefully. We have no accidents into us to tell you about. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A little bit later, we're going to have the hottest new trend for women at work.
Oh. At work?
At work. And all right. It's kind of a shocker, to be honest with you. And some other Valentine's Day crap, important stuff that you'll want to know about as well. It is 6:39. Here's your Fox News replay.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Bernie Sanders wins the Democrats' presidential primary in New Hampshire. He says next,
we're going to Nevada. We're going to South Carolina. We're going to win those states as well.
Pete Buttigieg, a very close second in New Hampshire, and may end up with the same number of delegates there.
A fresh outlook is what makes new beginnings possible.
Everything that guy just says,
we build a new majority.
Just behind him, Amy Klobuchar.
I cannot wait to win the nomination.
Way back, Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden.
Our campaign is best positioned to beat Donald Trump in November because we can unite our party.
It ain't over, man. We're just getting started.
Biden in South Carolina, the primary there, February 29th. Nevada's next on the 22nd. Andrew Yang and Michael Bennett announced they are out of the race. President Trump wins New Hampshire's Republican primary with 85% of the vote. America's listening to Fox News.
It's showtime.
Probably a little early with this, aren't we?
Yeah, we got 2 minutes, so what do you want to talk about?
The hot new trend for women at work, you tell me. Women going braless at work.
Okay.
Now, I remember the 70s.
Yeah.
And that was the thing then, and it was...
Right.
When you're in your 20s, that's a great thing. But a career coach says millennial women are much more self-confident than women used to be, just like men aren't wearing ties as part of their uniform. Some women are foregoing brassieres. Plus, in the Me Too era, most people would no longer, even if they noticed, feel that they had any right to say something about it.
It's a bit bizarre.
I kind of disagree with that. You know, if you're not supposed to harass at work,
right,
you don't really do much to help that situation along when you're walking around the office. Not to be an old fuddy-duddy, but we're supposed to be that restrained, I guess, right? A 27-year-old woman in New Orleans who wears a 40 triple D
hello
says she stopped wearing them to her healthcare job because they were very uncomfortable. No clinic I've ever worked for or patient I've ever seen has said, I'm so sick, I have all these questions, but would you cover up your boobs first? Well, because you can't say that. If you do, then you get in trouble. So it all sounds like a bunch of baloney to me. We're at 6:42. That's about 2 minutes later that we already would be there normally.
There's a different producer this morning, so.
Also, the broomstick challenge. My daughter made me aware of this.
Right.
Supposedly NASA said.
NASA put out a little tweet.
So maybe we'll give that some rocket scientist type attention coming up a little bit later.
And people.
This hour.
Because it came from NASA.
Yeah, that's why everybody believes it. Yeah. And how many. What percentage of parents gave their kids a made-up name? I got a topical skin cream from the doctor yesterday called Eucresa. Mm-hmm. And I said, that sounds like a first name.
Eucresa. Topical.
Yeah.
We still have a better part of a minute here.
Yeah, I know that.
Why don't you tell us your life story? Start really young in Chicago.
Well... First, I was born 2 days late.
Boring!
Okay, we don't have time. We're just... Normally, we'd be 3 minutes into our TV chat by this time.
Yep.
We have 30 seconds to go yet.
Different producer today. Regular guy's off. So we're 30 seconds away. We're talking about adulting, which is tough. 7 things we struggle with. I had a struggle this morning with everything.
First lesson in adulting.
You can't show your bosom for 2 o'clock. All right.
See, this guy counts down.
Yeah.
We're about 5 away, 4, perhaps 3, getting close to the 2, and then 1, and then hit it.
You're starting your day the right way with Rising.
Being a grown-up can be tough, and a recent survey looked at some things we struggle with.
Yes, 65% of people say they'd be embarrassed if someone popped in unannounced because their home is so messy, and 26% of us don't feel like we're on top of our careers.
All right, let's bring in the gang over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Well, with the wonderful morning I'm having today, where everything that could possibly go wrong has gone wrong.
You are having, what is it, Murphy's Law kind of morning?
Yeah. I'm adulting. I'm surviving.
Well, I certainly appreciate your angst, but I'm also here to help you, you know?
Yeah.
When you need it.
No, you brought food. That's a lot.
That's my job. Yeah, the thing about, like, nobody drops it on anybody unexpectedly, but when we were kids, neighbors left their doors unlocked and people would go back and forth all day long.
Oh, yeah. Now, I will text even the next door neighbor before, you don't just knock on the door, right?
And it's funny, even when you know somebody's coming at a specific time, you still apologize for the way your house looks, even if it isn't that bad.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, I just didn't have time to wax the floor before your arrival. For me, the adulting challenge was discipline. And I'm kind of proud of the fact that I lead a pretty disciplined life. I'm up at the same time every day. I haven't been late to work in 15 years. Right, Jay?
Well, there was that one time you locked yourself out of the building.
Oh, well, then.
That was just a couple weeks ago. That was two weeks ago.
He was at work.
Right. I'm on your thing.
In work.
He was at work, though. Yeah. He was. He was here.
In the vicinity of work.
Yeah, the thing is, if you go outside and you don't have your device to get back in.
Or your phone.
Or your phone.
Which you'd left.
What about, I left that up here, too, yeah.
What about you guys?
Well, wait, how did you guys know that he was locked out?
Well, we looked around, and
he wasn't here.
It was getting later in the break.
The show was a little quiet that morning.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Let me do a layup.
Taking a longer look at traffic that morning over
80. Jay looked at me and said, I better go look for him.
And I'm waiting for Ryan to jump in and I'm waiting for Ryan to jump in and say it's not unusual for old people to wander away and forget that we're supposed to go back.
He missed his opportunity.
I teed it up for you, Ryan. Come on, hit it.
He'd fallen and he couldn't get up.
No, I'm not there yet. I'm not at the
Ryan
phone.
Told me earlier this morning he's trying to be nicer now.
Oh.
Is that what HR told him yesterday?
Yes.
It was actually an intervention yesterday.
I think one of the other things that comes up in this little survey is feeling overwhelmed, having too many things going on at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anybody else relate to that? Yeah. Jay's got to run all seven radio stations here and do
the
show.
We have eight radio stations.
Eight. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know we picked up another one.
Oh, wait. We have another one now.
Somebody's going to HR today.
Brand new baby at Blue Water. How about that?
I just think the toughest thing is that growing up, less and less things are free. And that's just what...
give me some examples.
That's what's the toughest realization for me.
And that's our millennial moment of the morning.
Right? Yeah, there you go.
You get no breaks. Yeah. You don't pay your car note, they come and take the car.
Yes!
The nerve.
The nerve. Exactly. No matter how many times I've paid it in the past...
I'm going to quit paying my student loans. They can't take that away from me.
They can't take the agreement. They can snatch away your credit.
Well, we've hit a nerve here.
You know, the thing is, when you you do get over the top in terms of money management and stuff, anytime you have a setback, like I had some bills going out on the same day the paycheck went in, and for 30 seconds there I was overdrawn, and the bank gave me a $50 loan. Then they didn't send me a note, so I didn't know I owed them $50. Then I get a note saying you owe... So my buddy Chris Carver at River Trust, I had to tell him, not a deadbeat, and he says, we believe you.
Yeah. 20 years ago, you could write a check the day before you get paid.
Yeah.
And,
the electronics weren't as fast.
Exactly.
You can't do that
now.
You
can't do that now. That's right.
Not at all.
Oh, well.
Now they want to call that fraud or something?
Oh, yeah. Against the law or something? Yeah.
Yeah, not good. Not good at all. That could be your credit score.
One of the other adult things we're going to do this morning is get out of this segment.
Oh, good. Andrew.
That's no fun.
We will talk to you tomorrow morning. Y'all have a great one.
I ever see
you. Love you.
Me too. All right. See you tomorrow. All right. 6:48, quick break, and then we're back with the Cheap and Trash.
Mark your calendar for Thursday, March 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center as The Impact presents the Nitty Gritty Nerd Man in concert.
You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars, Mr. Bojangles.
Tickets start at $22 and are available at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets now at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having a month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale, many at well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
Hey guys, forget the meetings, the deadlines, the calls. Valentine's Day is February 14th. You know she's expecting something. Admit it. She's the glue that keeps you together, and she deserves to be celebrated this Valentine's Day. Rosemont Gardens offers a wide variety of unique floral designs. We create romantic arrangements even Prince Charming would envy using the freshest flowers. Let Rosemont Gardens help you create an unforgettable Valentine's Day for her. Come on, guys. She's more than worth it.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
I did not know this. You probably did, Jay, because you're on top of all this stuff.
Maybe.
But apparently, YouTube was created as a result of the Janet Jackson nipple exposure during that Super Bowl in 2004.
It may have been. I'm not exactly sure. I'm pretty sure that it got its rise in popularity because of it.
According to this, three guys in their 20s who worked for PayPal got to talk about how hard it was to find footage of Janet's nip slip on the internet. At the time, viral videos were not yet a thing. They came to realize there ought to be a place to preserve things so you can still see them even if you miss them the first time around, so they created YouTube. First video posted, I remember this, you brought it up in Random Facts, April 23rd, 2005. That was 5 days before I came to Montgomery, the first YouTube video. 19-second clip of one of the guys at the San Diego Zoo. What really blew it up was the following December in 2005 when the Saturday Night Live skit Lazy Sunday went viral. I don't remember that one.
I don't either.
But anyway, Janet Jackson's nipple changed the world. We talked during the period leading up to the Super Bowl. When that happened, the outrage was such that, and the trickle-down is what actually prompted Howard Stern just to go satellite, so he didn't have to worry about public airwaves and people being offended. Macaulay Culkin. Can you make your Macaulay Culkin face for the viewers at home? Oh my God, that hurts.
Yeah. Sounds like it hurts.
He says he's
done stealing, or he's got a hobby of stealing spoons.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so
Do you remember those, well, I don't know if you remember them. Those people used to collect these little tiny spoons.
Yes. Right. Grandfather Mountain Spoon.
And it was, yes, it was mainly your grandparents.
Yeah. There's a whole recurring thing in All in the Family. Archie had a spoon from the 1939 New York World's Fair. Yeah. And that was the only spoon he could eat his breakfast cereal with because it fit his mouth perfectly. And they did this funny test where Meathead says, "I'll bet you couldn't tell if you couldn't see it." So they blindfold Archie and they feed him a bite of cereal, but they use the same spoon.
Mm.
And he picks the second one, which is just like the first one. And so they fooled him. He wouldn't give him the quarter in the bed. And Meathead is still a Meathead, by the way. In fact, his head is meatier than ever. Dwayne Wade, basketball player, went on Ellen yesterday to introduce his 12-year-old son, Zion, who has come out as a girl. 12 years old. That may be something we'll discuss further in the afternoon. I'm sorry, at 12. Houston Astro, another one, has apologized, but of course it's somebody that doesn't play for them anymore. Marwin Gonzalez joined the Twins last year after the 2017 World Series win. He said, I'm remorseful for everything that happened in 2017. Here's the key, Marwin, on the use of the word remorseful. Remorse is not something you say. It's something that people pick up from you by the way you say it. Got it? Is that, am I not right about that? If somebody's remorseful, they don't announce it.
Right.
You can tell from the way they express their feelings.
No, I'm with you. I understand.
Wow, yeah. That they really feel bad about what they did. And that makes the difference in things like prison sentences and all kinds of stuff. They want to know that you just have some kind of a conscience going on.
Do you think everybody on that team knew? Everybody on the team?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
Okay. I'm sure.
Sure.
Yeah. And by the way,
the bad boy knew.
Even though it's been announced and the penalties have been issued, there is still more stuff coming out on that.
I know.
Especially last year's Jose Altuve home run.
Where he points to his...
That sent them to the World Series. He's coming into home.
I went and watched that yesterday. I went and looked at that, and I was like, that is really weird for somebody to be doing that. That's really strange.
Hiding something there? It sure looks like it.
Really weird.
What should I put in to find that? What?
Put in his name, Jose Altuve.
Neck clutch.
Yeah, you know?
Oh. World Series.
Shirt thing, whatever. Yeah. You know, you'll see it. Yeah. Just really, it's really, really strange. And, you know, the reason I asked, do you think everybody on the team know? Look, we're a small company, and there's things that happen here that I don't know about until way later.
And we all play in the same stadium, right. But we're on different teams. So that's where the competence is. This building is like a league. We have 8 stations.
Understand, we just got another station.
Yeah, during the TV segment. Here it is, Jose Altuve. Don't rip my shirt. Let's watch it in real time.
Okay. Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing? Matt Antonelli here.
I don't want to
No. You don't want to see this. Skip all that stuff.
All right. Don't rip my shirt off. You're listening live to a silent movie. All right. Okay, this is him coming home after hitting it. Look at how he's clutching the top of his shirt. Yeah. He is trying to protect them, protect that shirt from being peeled open.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah. What do you think?
Oh, no. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. I mean, after Alibaba sells the Bluetooth buzzers that they believe were used to... again, when a baseball is thrown at 90 to 95 miles an hour, any professional hitter will tell you it makes a big difference if they know what's coming in.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
As opposed to what's not. 6:56. Something we'll talk about this afternoon, a movie called The Hunt, coming out in March. It's a satire in which wealthy liberals kidnap average conservatives and hunt them for sport.
Yeah, that was supposed to come out like last year sometime, and it was halted.
Yeah, watch when it comes out. Theater chains, the Harley Quinn movie was such a bomb that they have now changed it. Is Harley Quinn supposed to be like Harlequin?
Yes. It's exactly what you think.
I figured that out all by myself.
Yeah, you're a big boy.
So they decided to change the title from Birds of Prey to Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
So everybody would know what it is.
Exactly.
Later
that's going to help.
The 25 greatest love song duets. You may have played. What was the one you played this morning?
It Takes Two.
It's number two.
How about that?
It's number two.
What are the
odds? And a whole bunch of others.
You could have ruined it and it would have been a number one song.
Oh, man.
Yeah, nothing.
Well, now you can wonder what was number one.
Islands in the Stream?
It's on the list, but it's not number one.
Okay.
Oh, God. Islands in the Stream. And now with a word about Milberg Family Chiropractor, Jeff Pasley. Here's Jay Scott.
Yeah, Dr. Jeff Pasley and the fine folks at Milberg Family Chiropractic want to make sure that you are feeling good. They also want to help you, you know, the opioid crisis. We talk about that a lot. If you have been diagnosed with just chronic pain, it doesn't necessarily have to be chronic for you. You can get off those the pills that you're taking, that sort of thing. They got the side effects and everything else that comes with it that, you know, it makes you feel better, but it might make you feel worse in other ways. Well, he wants to help you. Or at least see if he can help you get off of that stuff. So check him out, Millbrook Family Chiropractic. You can call him at 285-8483, but the better thing you can do is just go online. If you have access to the internet, which a lot of us do, you can use it on your laptop, your phone even. Go to millbrookchiropractor.com. There you'll find their phone number. You'll also find the hours that they're open and also their exact location in Millbrook. Plus, if you're a new patient, everything you need there is available for you to fill out. All the new patient forms, you can do that. You can make an appointment right there on the website if you want to do that. They support most insurance plans, a lot of them. They are all covered there. You can find all that out at their website as well, MillbrookChiropractor.com for Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Okay, next hour we're going to have Random Facts followed by Jay's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.99?